So let's open the Bible again in 2 Timothy. And maybe I can propose to you a deal. Okay? I will preach today, and maybe I go a little further from the time. But if that's not okay, don't invite me again. Okay? No? Because what I have here, I have to tell you until the end. Maybe it will take 20 minutes, maybe it will take 25. I know that we just have 10 minutes now. But let's go. We have read chapter 2 of Timothy from verse 1 to 30. And we go to see some verses of this book. And we're going to be dealing with verse 8 of this chapter. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as I preach in my gospel. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as I preach in my gospel. We know that it is Paul who wrote this book to Timothy. It's a father's letter. We call pastoral letters, yes? But this one is a father's letter. It's a letter from the father to the son. This is how begins this chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. You then, my child. There was a relationship between Paul and Timothy that was so great that Paul can come to him and speak like this. There is love in these two. And if you know well this letter, you know that this is a letter of a dying man. A man that is going to die. And he's giving his last words to Timothy, who he loves. And in all these words, it comes out, this verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as I preach in my gospel. As many of us, we know that these last 2 years, it has not been easy. It has been difficult times. COVID took us by surprise. A Spanish doctor, George Heijerio, said this word in his private Facebook page. I confess that as a doctor, this is the first time in my life that I felt afraid. And I think many people could identify with these words. When I say many, it is in world scale. It's not just England. It's not just the Europe. It's not just Asia or America, Africa. It's all over the world. People are afraid. And now Europe, with a war in Ukraine. How do we deal with all of this? These are times of trouble. We never thought to go through something like this. But it's not just the COVID. It seems like it's going off. disappear, maybe, we never know, or the war. But we never thought to go through a society that is morally dead. What our fathers fight for a Christian morality in our countries, 10 years, in 10 years, we can just go back 10 years, and things are like crazy, like Sodom and Gomorrah. And the question that has to be made is this: how we must endure with all this evil surrounding us every day? Where do I get the courage to continue it, to be faithful until the end? Paul puts like this: remember Jesus Christ. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is our focus. Christ. Paul gives these words to Timothy in a context of struggle. In the verse 1 of chapter 3, he's going to say these words: but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. And when we go through the Bible, these last days, they have started since God, Jesus Christ, went to heaven. So acknowledge, we are living times of difficulty. And we must put our minds in Christ, not in the difficulties itself. In the midst of difficulties, we have Jesus. Do remember that. We have Jesus. Paul, here, in chapter 3, he also says in verse 10, you, Timothy, whoever have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, Iconium and Lystra, which persecutions I endure, yet from them all the Lord rescue me. What is Paul saying? There is no problem with me? No. He's saying that I deal all these problems remembering Jesus Christ. Because he's going to say that he's going to die. This is the words we read in verse 6 of chapter 4. As for you, always be... 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He knows. My time is coming. I'm going to die. But take my example. I lived my life with a lot of difficulties. He almost died. But the Lord has saved me from all. And remember, even death cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So remember Jesus Christ. When we live our lives conscious that we have Jesus in us, we also know that we have the favor of the Father. We have the favor of the Holy Spirit. We are God's children. We are His people. And He takes care of us. In Him we are victorious, because Christ is victory. You see, when Paul writes these words to Timothy, he brings to him two things that Jesus accomplished. In our verse 8, he says, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Our security is in what Christ has accomplished. He came, he died for our sins, and he was risen from the dead. This is Paul writing to Timothy. We know that this is the Holy Spirit that is writing these words. But sometimes we forget that. But do you want a little more? Do you want to rest more? So go to the book of Revelation. Go to chapter 1. And listen, Jesus. See what he says. Should we not remember him? We need to remember. We need to remember. Chapter 1, verse 17. 1:7. And John says here, when I saw him, when I saw Christ, I fell at his feet as thought dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not. Can you listen to him? Fear not. I am the first and the last. And listen now. And the living one. I died. And I behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hate. So when Paul says, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, we are not dealing with Lazarus. No. We are dealing with the King of Kings, who raised from the dead, the Lord of Lords, the one who has all authority. He said, all authority was given to me on heaven and earth. So when Paul is writing to Timothy, he says, go on, preach the gospel, continue to live Christ in your life. You know my suffers, what I suffer in my life. You know that I'm going to die. But there is no reason to be afraid, because our Lord is the Lord of life. Be at rest. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Sometimes we think that Jesus, our God, just remember the person on our right on our left. Not me. God has forsaken me. No, no, no. Let's continue to the verse. These words are for Timothy. These words are for us. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. And now see what it comes. The offspring of David. Do you see what Paul is saying? There is no doubt who Jesus is. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the promise of the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. So when Paul writes these words, he establishes a truth. There is no mistake. He has come, our Savior. He's King. He has all authority. The promise of God came through. And if you read the Bible, there are so many promises to us. So many. And all of them are true. So what was done here, Paul remembering, put to Timothy to remember Jesus, and also bringing this reality of his, this is the promised one, the promised Christ. Our God has fulfilled his promise. When he says, no one will take my people from my hands. This is a promise. This is true. So be at peace. I don't know your life. I don't know your problems, your struggles. But one thing I know of you, if you are a Christian, you have what I have, you have what Timothy had, what Paul had, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who loves you forever. Sometimes we question why. Well, how do you have loved us? Like the last book of the Old Testament. What is in English? Malachi? Something, yeah? The people ask, Lord, how did you love us? We came from captivity. We don't have anything. How do you love us? And God said, I have loved you, Jacob, yes, and hate Esau, yeah. You are Jacob. God has brought you from death to life. And this is eternal love. So in the midst of all this confusion that we are living today, we as Christians are the only ones with the security that tomorrow we will be okay. Even if everything bad comes in our door, no one can separate us from the love of God. No one. So Paul is giving to Timothy the strength to continue, to carry on living the faith, even in the midst of difficulties. So maybe this is a time for you to remember Jesus. Paul, when he wrote this book, he was in prison. The last words, death was coming. And before I finish, let's go to the end of the book, and then I will finish with the beginning of the book. Because these are precious words for us. Paul had this confidence because of Jesus. First, he says this in verse 1-5 to Timothy. Continue to be faithful. He says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge, the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the words. Be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate from themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from the listening to the true and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober and minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Yeah. These words are not just for Timothy. These words are not just for a pastor. These words are for all of us. For all of us. Continue to do well. Preach the gospel. Live the gospel. Remember this morning, it's the power of God to salvation. Don't be confused with the world. Don't follow the world. Follow Christ. The verse 8 finished like this. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, the offspring of David, and now, as preached in my gospel, says Paul. Now what does Paul mean when he says my gospel? My gospel. He was feeling like this. No. John Calvin in his commentaries, he writes, he calls it his gospel, not that he professed to be the author, but the minister of it. This is the message that he has received from Jesus himself, and this is what he preached. And puts in some small words, for me to live is Christ. This is why he puts my gospel. Christ was part of his life. So even if you are going through difficult times, keep your eyes fixed in Jesus Christ. Live your life as Christian. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. In verse 8 of chapter 8 of chapter 1, he says, that therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Don't be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. And why does Paul say, nor of me, his prisoner? Because they were laughing. Oh, Paul is an apostle, he's in prison. Don't be ashamed of my prison. So, if people from outside come to you and say, where is God with COVID? Where is God with war? Don't be ashamed to answer them. Just tell him what our brothers and sisters said in the Psalm 150 when they asked them, where is our Lord or your God? And they said, my God, our God is in heaven and he does what he pleases. This is our God, all sovereign. So these are not times for us to be ashamed. These are times to go, and as Paul said to Timothy, go and preach. Go and say to these people about Jesus. Keep living the gospel, even if you suffer by it. The last chapter, in verse 12, chapter 1, it says, which 1:12, it says, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard until the day what has been entrusted to me. What confidence. The question is for us is, do we know who we have believed? The man, the Paul is going to finish this book with his words. Verse 18, before the final greetings, he says, 18, chapter 4, the Lord is in prison. He's going to die. And he says, the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. He was ready to go home.
ready to go home. His eyes were fixed on Christ. Let's remember Jesus until our last breath. Continue to live. In Him, in Jesus, there is the promise of life. It's so beautiful, these final words of Paul here. Remember our eternity. But we know that in the middle of this book, he speaks about persecution. He says, if you want to be faithful, you're going to suffer. But the love of him to Timothy was great. So he finished with his confidence to this young man, I'm going to glory because of Christ. So do continue to persevere to Timothy, because in Christ there is life. And this is the way that he began this second letter. He says in verse 1 of chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life. According to what? To the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus. In Jesus, there is the promise of life. So underline in our Bible this verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as I preach in my gospel. This is the only reason that makes us to wake up in the morning, to know that we are loved by our Savior Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we know that what's happening in this world is not strange to us. We are grateful for your words. And you also remember in your word that times of difficulties will come to your people. When Jesus has sent his disciples, he remembered them, even people from family will do wrong to Christians. But in that passage of our God, you told us that you take care of the birds. Why you not take care of us? You're saying that you take care of us. So, God, give us rest in our minds, in our hearts. Give us this remembrance, the way to remember your Son Jesus, what he have done in the cross for us. We are not losers. You say that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And there is no definition to say what is more than conquerors. We have all. You have given to us all that we need. So, as a soldier goes to battle, to fight, as we read in this passage, O Lord, make us soldiers of Christ. Let us dress your armor and be confident. The war can be difficult, but we are already winner because Christ have won. May you bless these people
everyone that is here today, this church, this town, this country. May they grow more and more with passion, with love for you. Don't lose heart. We ask you, Lord, that you can give us this refreshment of your word that can put us, our eyes fixed in the reality of Jesus, our precious Lord and Jesus. Amen.